Yesterday was National Hot Dog Day. I apologize for not having a parade or anything like that. You know, it is one of those made-up holidays. Like, every day is a national something day now at this point. It's hard to keep up with, but I apologize for not making a bigger deal out of it. But one of the things that I did see yesterday is that people always, of course, they have to have the debate whether or not a hot dog is a sandwich. By the way, America now, so you know, over 50% of people in America now believe that the hot dog is a sandwich. So the numbers are growing in your camp if that is what you believe. In fact, I'm not even going to state my opinion. Don't ask me directly because I will not tell you. On the other hand, I did see people discussing whether or not the condiments for the hot dog, whether or not that's a good thing, and whether or not they should be going on before or after the meat. And then, of course, at dinner last night, well, not of course, because it isn't Tuesday, but I had tacos last night, and I put all, and it was the first time maybe that my wife ever noticed this, I put all of my stuff for the taco in the taco first before I put the meat on top.
That's different, though.
No. She thought it was terrible, all right? But so where do you stand as it comes to condiments on a hot dog?
The condiments go on top of the hot dog. Okay, you put the condiments in the bun, you're compromising the bun. It's going to get all wet and it might fall through. No. You're crazy if you do that.
How long do you, I mean, let the bun sit before you actually shove it in your mouth, though? I mean, you're worried about the longevity of the bun. I mean, I'm going to eat it immediately. Some people agree with you, apparently. Here is something sounding awfully American and propagandic about hot dog toppings.
Dress the dog, not the bun. Wet condiments like mustard and chili are applied first, followed by chunky condiments like relish, onions, and sauerkraut, followed by shredded cheese, followed by spices like celery salt or pepper. And perhaps the cardinal rule, never, ever put ketchup on a hot dog after the age of 18. We all have to grow up sometime.
Wow.
Where did you find that?
Somewhere they're making that type of stuff in a bunker. Preparing for the return of the Cold War or something. Yeah, I put my meat on the top of the taco. I put on the bottom of the taco shell cheese. Above that, the lettuce. Above that, the tomato. Any salsa if you want it. Sour cream. And then I put the meat on top.
That's different, though. It's a taco. It's a hard shell. It's a hard shell, right? It's a hard shell, of
course. It's a hard shell. I do the same thing with a hot dog. I put the toppings underneath the hot dog because it's tucked in.
I got to go.
It's tucked in.
Look at that.
That way there's nothing spilling out. If I got onion bits, now they're not all over the place. All the elements that they were talking about here. What did she say? Relish and all that stuff.
She called celery a spice.
Not a bun.
Right.
Wet condiments like mustard
wet
and
condiments
chili are applied
first.
Followed by chunky condiments like relish,
chunky
onions,
condiments.
And sauerkraut. Followed by shredded cheese. Followed by spices like celery.
Cheese and spice. I mean, that's like a pie on top of your hot dog there. You know what that's going to be? That's going to be like a nose dressing. Like, that's where you're going to see it. It's going to be all over your face. It's not even actually going to end up in your mouth.
That's the best part, though, because you can take a spoon after, scoop it up, and eat it all. It falls onto the plate.
Five calls says it all. You're going to vote. 1-800-330-9999. Is it appalling that I put the condiments on underneath the hot dog? What do you say? With a hot dog, do the condiments go on underneath or they go on top? You tell us. Five calls says it all. 1-800-330-9999. You're enjoying a barbecue at a friend's house. You look over the burgers, the hot dogs, they're out there. You think to yourself, I know this person. Like, we've got similar interests. Our kids play together or whatever. And then all of a sudden you scream out loud, what are you doing to that hot dog? Because you see that individual is putting their condiments underneath the hot dog. Yesterday was National Hot Dog Day. And the debate apparently is coming around the corner now as far as, you know, whether or not a hot dog is a sandwich. Everybody talks about that every year. Over 50% of America now believes that the hot dog is a sandwich. So the votes are coming your way. He knows at that knowledge. Roger Clemens could end up in the Hall of Fame at some point with, you know, voting turning that way. But anyways, you look over and you see that and you say to yourself, this is a crazy person who I thought I knew, who I thought was a regular red-blooded American. According to the hot dog expert, etiquette experts in a propaganda video, the condiment should always go on top and be layered, in fact, when they do go on top. Five Calls says it all. When my wife saw me do this yesterday with a taco, I put the cheese in the bottom of the hard shell. I put the lettuce on top of that. I put the tomatoes on top of that, the salsa on top of that, the sour cream on top of that, and then the meat on top of that. She had this to say.
What are you doing to that taco? Are you insane?
I do the same thing with a hot dog. I put the condiments underneath for practical purposes because I don't want spillage, all right? Because that's just a waste, and then nobody looks good using their finger to pick up the condiments that you have on top on a plate at a barbecue. And then I got to wash my hands, all right? And all that's just a mess, Sean.
Again, use a spoon.
No. I'm at a barbecue. That's a waste of a utensil. Five calls says it all. 1-800-330-9999. Condiments for your hot dog, bottom or top? What do you say?
I would say on the bottom. It makes sense.
Right? I mean, I don't want the condiments all over my face. I don't want them sliding out. And you know the thing about a hot dog bun is, if you squeeze it too hard and the hot dog jumps out for a second? Now it's on your fingers. Now it's on wherever. Come on.
I agree with you 100%. I've been eating like that since I was 8 years old, and I still love it like that.
No, I want you to try and eat your taco upside down like I do, too, now. See how that works for you. Ann Raven, Five Calls says it all. Hot dog toppings, underneath or on top?
On top. On top, and I'm one of those people who's over 18 to put ketchup on my hot dog.
Oh, what else do you put on your hot dog? Anything else or just ketchup?
Usually just ketchup, but if I order it from a restaurant, a drive-thru, I'll put sometimes bacon and cheese. And it's funny because they will put bacon and cheese on the bottom.
Yeah.
And ketchup on top.
That's right, because they're packing it for safety. Ann Raven, Five Calls says it all. Hot dog toppings on the bottom or the top?
Top. Always on the top. Come on, you're weird.
Yeah, that's what my wife said. She was like, wait a minute, who are you? Ann Raven, Five Calls says it all. What do you say? Hot dog toppings on the bottom or the top?
I agree with you. Bottom. As a matter of fact, I do the same thing for my tacos in my taco shell.
So there we go. I'm going to throw one more at you. Sausage and peppers. The onions and peppers on the bottom or on the top?
I mix them in.
Oh, okay. I mean, you're living dangerously, but all right. There you have it. The numbers in America have switched over. It looks like, we're split here on top and bottom. That last caller going, it just makes practical sense here. By the way, stats show 3 out of 4 people in America have put them on the bottom, but it's not necessarily a preference. It's a more like when I was faced with the decision one time, I did this to survive.